Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Prayer Experience. Please share this video. And you can subscribe to Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. You can connect with us live by leaving your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. There's a Prayer Experience hotline number on the screen that you can use for your prayer requests. And let's enter into Thanksgiving. Psalm 92, 1 through 2 in the King James Version says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." Now, in the United States where I'm at, it's morning time. So I'm going to show forth the loving kindness of God this morning. But if it's night time where you are, you can show the faithfulness of God where you are at night. So let's come together and just start this new day, start this new week by giving thanks to God. Let's do that together. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, it's just a humbling experience to know that you're in us, you're for us, you're not against us. And Father, we're on the winning team. And I'm just thankful today, Father, that we're not alone and we can enter a new week knowing that you've empowered us, you've equipped us, Father, and we're ready. Father, because of you, we are ready. And Lord, you're not only here with us at the beginning of the week, but Lord, you're at the end of the week because you're already there. And so as we go into a new week, knowing that every step of the way, Father, you're with us, but you're also at the end. You're the beginning and the end, and you're everything in between. So Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you're here with us, that you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are more than enough. And we just give you praise. And we just acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of all. And he's more than enough. And we give you praise for everything, for every good and perfect gift that you've given us. We give you praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to go into the inspired word of God. Mark 11, 34 through 36. "And when he," Jesus, "had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" You know, years ago, there was a saying that went around that we had to go get a life. Do y'all remember that? Get a life. In doing that, in going to try to obtain a life for yourself, sometimes we miss out on the very life that God has given us. And I know that it's been my experience and probably your experience too, that we get so busy that we try to earn, we try to gain, we try to make a life for ourselves. But when we do that, we start losing. We start losing the gifts and the life that God has already given us. And if you notice that the things that we go after, it takes space up here in our minds. It seems like there's an attachment with everything that we do, and it causes our minds to be heavy. It takes away from the thoughts that we should have, the thoughts that give us peace, the thoughts that give us life. And so today, I want us to think on this. I want us to take a moment to reflect, where are we spending our time? in our actions, in our deeds, our schedules? And what are we thinking on? Because like I said, these things have attachments with them. It seems like the longer our schedules are, the more we think about those things and the less that we think on the things of God. So today I want personally to be a doer of that word and to just enjoy and to know the life that God has given me so that I'm not busy wasting that life on something else. So let's pray about that today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we just thank you that there's no more that you could give us than you already have through Jesus. You gave everything, and your word says that he is life. In him is life. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the only way to get to you. So, Father, we just thank you for that gift. And, Father, we don't want to be wasteful with that gift. We don't want to spend our time going after things that don't profit us. Father, we want to spend our time wisely. We ask you to help us to do that. Lord, today as we enter into a new week, I pray that your will be done in our lives, that we would be led by your Holy Spirit, that we wouldn't make plans and then just ask you to bless our plans. Father, it is most profitable when we are led by you. Your plan is already blessed. So we pray that you would help us to be a doer of this word, that we would know the life that we have, and that we would enjoy what we already have, and that we would not be spending time and mental effort on gaining things that don't profit us. Father, we just put this into your hands. Father, I know it can even be addictions to people, to where that we just control everything, we plan everything. But Father, there is no life in that. We want to surrender our wills to you today, and we ask you to help us in the area of our lives, our schedules, our time with you. And we want it to be useful for your kingdom. Father, we want it to not just profit us, but to profit the world that you love so much. So we just cast those cares on you, Lord. We put our schedules, things that we have to do. Father, we just ask you to help us with that and just take control of our life and help us to just give it to you and just surrender to you today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Prayers for the nations. You know, we pray for the nations is because God loves the nations. He don't just love his church, but he loves the nations of the world, those that don't know him. He loves every tribe, every color. And so he wants us to pray for the nations. The scriptures for today is Psalm 34, 3 through 4 in the King James Version. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, I can say today that I did say yes to Jesus, and it has changed my life. He heard me. You know, Psalm 91 says, call on me and I will answer you. And I did that. And I am a testimony that he did deliver me from all my fears. He delivered me. And so this verse says, come and magnify the Lord together with me. You know, as believers, we received something, and we can give to the world what we freely receive. Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give. So our call to the nations today is come together with us and magnify the Lord together with us. You know, we have a testimony. We were lost, but now we are found. We were broken, but now we are healed. We were robbed from, and we have been restored. And so the call to the nations is come and magnify the Lord with us. You can ask Jesus to come into your life and he can heal you and restore you. And then you will have a praise. You will have a testimony. You can magnify the Lord together with us. So let's pray for the nations that they will taste and see that the Lord is good, just as we have done, and that they will have a testimony and they will be able to magnify the Lord with us. Father, we come to you today and we lift up the nations that you love so much, the nations that you gave Jesus to, the free gift, Father. We just call the nations. We say, nations, come to Jesus. We say, ears be open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We command blinded eyes to be open in the name of Jesus. Father, send laborers into the harvest that is great. Father, thank you for your love for the nations. Thank you for drawing them unto you. Father, we know that you are near. You are not far away. You are right here with us. And Lord, you are everywhere. Father, help the nations to realize that their help is close by them and that you are a call away. Father, today, help the nations to hear your voice. Father, help the nations to answer that call as you knock on the door of their hearts. Father, help them to know you. Lord, as Paul was on the road to Damascus and he saw the great light, Father, I pray that today the nations will see the light that is shining before them, that is calling their name. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, that you send help to the nations today. And we thank you, Father, for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Prayers for the church. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. This is a call to the church. It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the nations shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So just as God has a call for the nations to come, God has a call for his people to rise up and to shine, because light has come to us and the glory of the Lord is in us. His life is in us. Even though there is darkness that covers the earth and gross darkness cover the people, God tells us to rise up and shine. He says we are the light of the world. We are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. That is who we are. So our prayer today is that we would arise and that we would shine so bright that the world would want to come out of their darkness and come into the light. So let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the life of God that's in your body. We thank you for the light that's inside of us. And Lord, it is our desire that the light on the inside of us, that it shines brightly around to those that are around us. Father, to the nations, Lord, to our neighbors, to our family, to our children. Father, we want to shine. Father, we want to be something that is appealing to them, because Father, inside of us is so much goodness. But we can't hide that light. Father, we want to shine brightly and share that light with others. As we said earlier, Lord, we have freely received. And Lord, we want to freely give to those around us. So the call that you have today for us, help us to answer that call, Lord, to rise up and to shine, because the light of God has come in us. And we want that to shine out of us and flow out of us to those around us. So, Father, help us today to just allow you to do in us and to do through us what you want to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Healing prayers. I love this verse. Romans 8:11 in the King James Version says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you." So let's look at that verse. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, well, as Christians, it does. The spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of us. And that verse says that his spirit quickens our mortal bodies. Now, the mortal bodies are the bodies that we live in. Those are the bodies that we have feelings in. Those are the bodies that hurt sometimes. Our mortal body is what we live in here and that we can see. One day we'll have a glorified body, but right now we live in a mortal body. But it says here, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us and quickens our mortal body. That word quicken means that it makes alive. So think about that. God's spirit lives inside of us and we are his body. We are the body of Christ. And it makes alive, it quickens our mortal bodies. So that is the truth of us today. Even though sometimes our bodies don't feel that way, even though we may have received a bad report, maybe the report sounds hopeless, there is a truth that is above that. And God says that his spirit is dwelling in us and quickening, making alive our mortal bodies. So that is the report that we choose to believe today. You know, the Bible says the just do not live by sight, but we live by faith in the word of God. So today we are going to come together in prayer and we are going to say amen to what God says about our mortal bodies. Father, we come to you today and we thank you for your spirit that is in us, that's quickening, making alive our mortal bodies. So, Father, because you are in us, there should be no place for anything that is not life. So, because you are in us and you're making us alive, then we resist anything that does not pertain to life and godliness. Father, we choose to live by faith in what you say about our bodies. So, Father, we thank you that you're in us. There's life in us. We thank you that Jesus is active in our lives. That word quickening, it's action. It shows action. Father, you are working in us, doing your will and your good pleasure in our mortal bodies. So, Father, because of what you say about us, we are expecting today. We are expecting today to see fruit of that truth. We're expecting for symptoms to be gone. We are expecting reports to come back good because, Father, your word can change doctor reports. It can change the way we feel because you cannot lie. And Father, we choose to believe what you say about our mortal bodies. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit in us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to give praise to God for being here with us today, hearing our prayers. And you know, as we sow God's word into the atmosphere, just know that it's going to bring good results in your life. Father, we just thank you for hearing us again. When we call on you, you answer us. Your word says that we can knock and the door would be open to us. We could seek and we would find. And when we ask, Father, we do receive. We thank you for your goodness that works in our life every day. You know, surely goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. And we just thank you that because of that, we have hope. We have hope for a good day, a good week, and a good future. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for praying with us. You can subscribe to the free audio podcast. The Prayer Experience is back Tuesday at 1 p.m. UK time.